Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Chris Dush of the 66th Legislative District in Jefferson and Indiana Counties. Representative Dush, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, it doesn't happen often, but there was an international connection with Pennsylvania state government just this past week in that the Consul General of Canada visited Harrisburg, and you had the opportunity to discuss some important matters that have to do with actually a major transport route that goes through your area. What's going on here?
Yes, when I found out Consul General Phyllis Yaffe was going to be in Harrisburg, I used the opportunity to coordinate a meeting with state representatives out here along the U.S. 219 corridor to meet with her and discuss International Corridor 1, which includes U.S. 219 from the New York to Maryland borders in Pennsylvania and extends all the way from Toronto to Miami. We were actually able to present some of the history of this stalled project and the benefits to both the Commonwealth and to Canada. As a result, I've been invited to meet with the Canadian Transportation Minister, Mark Garneau, along with North Central Development's Executive Director, Eric Bridges, on Friday. We'll be discussing working both with the Trump administration and the Wolf administration to get the infrastructure dollars to this region in order to help restore our manufacturing base and also to allow our energy and agricultural products to have a better way to markets both around the state, around the country, and internationally.
Also, there was some transportation legislation that was considered that has to do with helping to get drunk drivers off Pennsylvania highways. What's going on here?
Well, to keep repeat offenders of DUI off of Pennsylvania's roads, the House passed legislation recently to strengthen the penalties for those who have been convicted of DUI but continue to operate a vehicle with a suspended driver's license. Currently, anyone convicted of a DUI who is apprehended operating a vehicle despite having their driver's license suspended faces a $500 fine and 60 to 90 days in jail, no matter how many times they get behind the wheel. House Bill 1049 would create a tiered system that increases the fines and sentences with each subsequent offense. For example, the sentence enhancements would range from a $1,000 fine and a minimum of 90-day jail term for a second offense to $5,000 fine and no less than 2 years in jail for a fourth offense. In addition, the legislation would allow a judge to impose a maximum 5-year jail sentence if the offender is also convicted of homicide by vehicle. The bill is now in front of the Senate for consideration.
There was also some legislation that will help out Pennsylvania ambulance companies that was considered by the House. And I know that's a big deal, especially in rural areas where ambulance companies have trouble making ends meet. What's going on here?
It certainly is a big deal. Under current law, EMS agencies can only be reimbursed by insurance companies if they actually transport the patient, even though the time is spent, the supplies are used, and medical services are provided. Under this bill, Pennsylvania's ambulance companies would be reimbursed for providing medical treatment, even if a patient is not transported to the hospital. The loophole right now is a significant contributor to the financial crisis our rural ambulance companies are facing. House Bill 1013 would allow for reimbursement when transportation does not take place as long as the following conditions are met. Basic life support or advanced life support unit must be dispatched by the county 911 center. The EMS provider must have rendered care to a patient even though transportation was declined. Again, this bill is going before the Senate for consideration.
Representative Dush, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Chris Dush.